Wow. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning at 4 o'clock in the middle of winter, and in that pure and unfiltered darkness, you make your way into the living room and you light a candle. And you sit there for a while and you know what you're about to do. And you ask for as much guidance and strength from the Creator as possible. And you return the gift one more time. And you ask for that gift to be directed. So that in some small way, maybe in some small measure, someone somewhere might find the calm and assurance and receiving to bring to that page. And then you start the long walk down the hall to the place where you sit for hours, alone and solitude, and hope that the stories that live inside the curl of your knuckles can be coaxed out in one more time. And you sit there and you breathe and you hope and you dream. And you close your eyes. And you feel the essence of that gift radiating inside you. And you put your fingers on that keyboard. And naturally, you emerge out upon the screen. And you wait for that time when you know that that perfect sentence has just occurred. And there's a gladdening in your spirit when that happens. And you seek to write another one, just like the fire across the page. And in my experience, that's the nature of writing love. That immaculate sense of solitude, when there's just you and the language and the air and the universe, and that gift the Creator downloaded free of charge, in an immaculate measure of grace to allow you to have evenings like this, to allow you sometimes to have people walk up to you and say, "When I read your book, this changed my life." Aside from all awards and all honor, those moments are the most precious. I think I read the book because, you know, my formal education ended in grade 9. I've never been back. I've never taken training course. I've never taken anything. The only thing that I've taken is the open opportunity that lay before me. And I read and I read and I read. By sheer volume alone, I found out the good sentence was and how strong the world that was constructed and how great the narrative help was carried through the course of it and around the world story. And at 60 years old, here I am. And to be recognized at this level is really, really the high watermark of my life. And there are a ton of people to thank. I've been doing this for 3 to 4 years in one way, shape, form, or another. And there are a lot of people to thank. Some of them are here tonight, Cheryl Rogers, my friend and chosen sister. The pitch has been my friend for the longest time in my life. He's here, Bruce Westwood, who's head of my literary agency that represents me. And a ton of people who are here, I can feel them all around me. My mother, who gave me the gift of stories. My spiritual father, Jack Cockrell, who was my elder and Christian teacher for a long, long time. And all of the people that I met as a journalist and as a writer who were openly willing to share their stories with me so that I could find out in one way or another how our humanity was lifted up like this. Common man and lifted up to the universe so that we can claim ourselves in the human family as brothers and sisters. My agent, John Pierce, my current publisher, Colin Stewart, my editor, Alan Sullivan, and my partner, that woman who teaches me every day what courage and generosity of spirit can really all about. And for everyone everywhere who's ever picked up a book of mine and read it, it for someone else. Thank you for spreading the word, and to the award presenters, this is a really significant and touching opportunity.
Sing it, 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 s
just in Canada. Now, see, this is not only fun and happy, but this is still not EMO. So while we quickly change the set of the look on what you have on the stage and let's voice test or blood test, but I'm not going to do that. There would be a beer tasting that way. So come up onto the stage, we'll change the set a little bit, and then we'll be back for two more performances and then haiku death match, where we watch several people who've been on the stage tonight battle lunch. Okay, come on up.
Oh,